Let's talk about that perseverance thing, that thing you have deep inside you, but also the other anti-thing that actually makes you not want to continue your progress. Even if you have just a little bit of progress, a lot of times we sabotage ourselves by telling ourselves we deserve something. We deserve something that other than we have currently. I understand this, folks. You get fat because of overeating. It's really an eating issue. However, eating is tied to emotions, tied to family, tied to friends, tied to being upset, tied to being happy, tied to being everything. So, you not eating or trying to fast, you're trying to overcome all of this design or evolution, whatever you want to contribute it to. But there was a long time when we were scarce in food and we had to feast when we found it. That's not today. So, you need to do your best to try to set yourself apart from that mentality. And this is how I do it. Whenever I get hungry, whenever I want to knee-jerk myself into eating something I know that I shouldn't be eating, I pull back and try never to do anything on impulse. Impulse for me is dangerous. Sometimes I'll be out driving around. I've said this story many times. I'll end up in a drive-thru. Now, of course, I know consciously I was going into a drive-through, but when I'm in the drive-through, I order a lot of food, way too much food. And when I was super fat, I would eat 14 tacos, a couple milkshakes, and a couple large French fries. And I would do all of this privately, under secrecy, because of how embarrassed I was to eat that much food. Well, if I can take all that preparation to be able to break a diet, to be able to sabotage myself and screw myself up, then I sure as hell can pull back just for a moment and make a decision prior to another decision, maybe not wanting to make that second decision. So here's what I suggest. If you're going to sabotage your diet, if you set off like I'm doing a 50-50 dry fast right now, if I wanted to sabotage myself. Let's say today I want to break the dry fast. Let's say I'm so thirsty and just so really thirsty. I need some water. I'll take some moments because I know that's going to pass. Hunger passes. Things happen in life, folks. Then all of a sudden, the last thing on your mind is wanting to eat. And that usually happens moment by moment, depending on your life. So wait for that moment and embrace it. But if you can't do this, pull back and say, you know what? I understand that I'm being driven to have a glass of water. And yes, water is sustenance. And yes, I understand that I promised myself a dry fast. And yes, I also told myself that if I start feeling really bad, I mean sick, like I need to go to the hospital bad, I'll drink some water. Same thing with water fasting if I'm not eating any food and I feel bad, hospital bad. Then I'll have some food. You need to talk to your medical doctor before embarking. These are some of the ways I contend with being super hungry. Now, a lot of that passes. It passes rather quickly. If you can deal with something from 30 to 45 minutes, usually you're in the realm of having it pass. When it comes to eating, that's super important, especially if you're grabbing on to the bandwagon of being able to utilize fasting to keep your body in an optimized shape and fantastically apportioned, appropriate,